Chairman, just one final question and comment. I think it's been a good meeting. Thanks for your fulsome answers. It's good to see you taking on the newfangled technology with the voting. I suspect you might have got the idea from Jeff. Qantas do it there. Just wondering if you can embrace one other newfangled technology next year and actually webcast your Crown and CMH AGMs. It is standard practice now. Anyone in Sydney, I mean, poor Jack Tilburn's missed out, would love to be watching this on the webcast. And we're a company with great broadcasting heritage and we don't offer a standard practice for webcast. So I'd ask you to get with the program on that front next year. And just my last question is the outrageous act of political bastardry by the Brumby government against Tabcorp and Tattersalls in tearing up their gaming licences and refusing to pay previously promised and legislated $600 million in compensation to each of them did raise a fairly substantial issue around sovereign risk for gaming licence holders in Victoria, of which we are the other giant. Can you talk a little bit about our relationship with the Labor government in Victoria and what protection or assurances we have that they won't come along and do some similarly outrageous act of shareholder value destruction that they wielded on Tabcorp and Tats? Thank you.
In regard to the webcast, I'm going to take that on notice. Our licence is a very different licence to the Tabcorp and Tassel's licence. It's a licence that runs for 99 years, whereas their licences were 20-year licences. Our initial licence runs for 40 years till 2032, but we have a lease over this property until for 99 years, so until approximately 2091, and at the end of the 40 years the government has a contractual obligation to negotiate in good faith with us to extend that licence. So it's a very different licence to the Tabcorp and Tassel's licence, which obviously has an expiry date some 20 years before 2032 and did not include a obligation to negotiate in good faith. And as I say, we actually, Crown, own this premises for 60 years after the expiry of the licence. So the government it would be difficult for the government in 2032 when we own this building and with an obligation in good faith to renegotiate, not to renegotiate. But that's still obviously 25 years from now.